good morning or good afternoon to you, depending on where you are in the world. I'm Cara O'Connor, and welcome to the Cara O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because I do have call-in shows. But today we are on break, and we're doing a talking show today. But I do have weekly shows that you can call in. So you can also email questions. If you listen to the show later and you want to be a regular listener and you want to ask questions, email union1111@yahoo.com, and we will take your questions at times. I do want to talk about up-and-coming events. There's a free class. This is, again, a free teleclass on August 31st from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's called Multidimensional Living. And this is where we talk about that we're multidimensional beings living in a multidimensional universe. But what does that really mean? And how do you tap into other dimensions? And how do you stay balanced and not make in any certain dimension special, or is it an ego trap? I'm going to share with you as a multidimensional being, tapping into the celestial realms, how to stay out of the lower energies, not to get caught into making higher frequencies or dimensions special, and also an energetic alignment to tap into your multidimensional self. All this is going on, again, August 31st. Mark your calendars, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, and it's a free teleclass. The space is limited, so you do have to email for the phone number. It's union1111@yahoo.com or call 860-887-1201 to register. If you're not available to make it that night, we do have the class of information available for you later. We also have the gathering coming up, and the gathering is very, very popular. And again, the gathering is where we get together and we go with folks and we sign up. We talk for 2 hours about the up-and-coming events and so what's happening. And things are happening fast now, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, where there's so many shifts with the solar flares, and there's just this love wash coming down. I call it the love wash, and it looks like it's speeding up. And so it's absolutely affecting every single one of us. And so the gathering gives you 2 hours information, and we also discuss. It's just not me talking to you the whole time. People, participants, talk about what's going on with them, and then I give my view as far as the energetic reading with what's going on with them. So all of this, again, it's every single first Friday of the month. The next one is coming up Friday, August 13th from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And that's, again, you could come in person or via telephone. So, again, to sign up, it's union1111@yahoo.com. We're also running specials, Australian bush flower essences. This guy went and he studied Bach flower remedies. If for those that are familiar with the flower essences, they're very, very powerful. And an Australian individual, he's a fourth generation, I'll actually have to get his name down, created the bush flower essences. And I really have been working with the Bach flower for years. And so I'm so excited to be introducing you guys to these flower essences. And so we're offering a special for $22 that I will read your energy field and mix a formula just for you with what your energy field is telling me. And so that could be up to a $50 saving. So if you want to check out, if you've never tried flower essences before and you want to check out something, they're extremely powerful, and especially as we are becoming more and more aware of being an energetic being and what does it mean. And this is a different scope of taking care of ourselves by vibrational medicine, by plants, and that's where all medicine originates anyway. And so these are of the purest forms, so they not help only with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual issues. So the flower essences are great. And again, there's a special going on for $22 plus shipping and handling for you can try out the bush flower essences, and you'll know exactly what ones came up in the reading of your energy. So that's the flower essences that we're having. And also we have the new service of the remote readings going on. And so we have 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or 30 minutes, and they all receive a report. But the reading begins as soon as you sign up for one. So as soon as you sign up, every single day, I do certain meditations, and I go over and I do send out energy and healing to everyone that signed up for the remote readings. And so the healing begins the day that you sign up, and it continues every single day. You're along with me in my healing routine, and people are feeling it. I'm getting calls and emails, and actually someone even said it on the Dr. Pat show last week, as far as that they felt their daily dose of healing, and they really appreciated it. They actually wanted to It didn't mind if they got rid get rid for a couple months. So, because they liked the free energy healing alignment that was happening every single day. So anyway, those are the remote readings. And then I do a reading of your energy, and I will write what's going on and make notes. And then I do several different healing modalities. And so I pick what your body is telling me that would resonate more for you, or what's up for you that would be good for you to work on. So then the work continues after you get your report. So you have tools to work with. And so then it's up to you to, if it resonates with you, to continue. So those are the remote healings. And so the beautiful thing about those is you don't have to do anything. You sign up for it, and then you get your report, and then you decide to take it on for there. So it's not where you have to sign up and wait for an appointment or anything like that. So it's very, very easy for everybody. All we ask is if you want an AM or PM reading. So those are the biggest deals. So those are the remote readings. And we also have the multidimensional class, the 12-12 class coming up. And so in September, I'm just giving you a heads up, there's going to be a teleclass about the 12-12, the end of the Mayan calendar cycle. And this will be an hour and a half discussion. And we're going to be talking about the history of the Mayan calendar, and not only the Mayan calendar, there are other calendars, and the mixed messages, filtering out the fear, what you do now matters, humans evolving or de-evolving, Mother Earth, the ultimate self-regulator, how to work with the energy shift, and how to make changes now, and living through major changes, and back to basics, we're getting back into balance. And so this will be a teleclass in September, so we're just giving you a heads up with that. And so that's what's happening around here, and this is where I'm going to start talking about the Mayan calendar. I was just on a TV show the other day where they were asking me all about the Mayan calendar, because there's a lot of fear out there, and there's increasing fear. And whenever you have to go to the bookstore, there's more books. Before I went there was in a bookstore last year, or the beginning of the year, I saw, I don't know, maybe 10 books out. Now every single month I go there, I'm seeing more and more books out. So there's a lot of information out there as far as what's going on in the year 2012, and a lot of misinformation, actually, because every single time that we make a shift, because we're all connected and interconnected, so obviously we're living in these amazing times on the human on the planet, and we also want to remind ourselves that each and every single one of us lined up, decided to be here at this time. So our higher selves, our greater consciousness, whatever you want to call it, decided to be here at this bridging time, and this is exactly what we're doing. We're bridging out of one dimensional energy into another dimensional energy. And so the potential for what we were going to do, the minds just couldn't figure it out, because, or they decided to end it because they have to end it sometime, but also they saw a jump where they finished a cycle. They believed in the 7 to 13 gods, and that we're in this period right now of going from the 12th god, and that's the god of the pre-dawn, to the 13th god, which is the year 2000, actually starts October 28th, 2011, is when a cycle ends, where we go into another cycle. So we're going from one god to another with the Mayan calendar. And so there was a cycle of a 26,000 year cycle ending of a cycle of gods. And they saw that this cycle in particular was where they couldn't decide, because they saw that we were going out of this dimension, out of this 3D dimension, and bridging over to the dimensions. And so that's why that one particular calendar ended. And there's four different Mayan calendars. And so people always concentrate on the calendar ending on December 21st from 2012. And the winter solstice is very important. And we're going to talk more about that later. I'm going to hit some basic questions. And also, I want to emphasize of what we can do now, what's happening now to each of us individually and collectively that will help support us, help empower us, help us to be able to stay out of the fear, because people do tap into fears when they're hearing more and more stuff, even if it's subconsciously they're tapping into the fear. So it's not going to help any of us if we just get into the fear part, because with anything, I mean, we get bombarded with messages all the time. So this is a rebuilding time. Not only the Mayans talk about it, the Hopis talked about it, all the ancient indigenous tribes have talked about this time in particular, and they keep on emphasizing it's a time of a shedding of the old, a bridging time, a new end. It's the end times, but it doesn't mean end of the world times. It's the end of separation. It's the end of duality. It's the end of, and actually the 13th goddess is called the unity one, the end of the, and we're in this pre period of ending of duality. So that's where we talk about all the time about working with our shadow, embracing our shadow. We're getting to know that aspect of ourselves that we project onto others, because when we enter into unity consciousness, it's oneness and wholeness, and we see everything as us. And so how could we have war if we are putting arms against another person, that we really realize, not just think about in kind of airy-fairy kind of way, but when we really cellular realize that the person across from us is an aspect of us, is a part of us. It's like us cutting or shooting off our own hand or heart or whatever. And so that's what this whole bridging period is, really understanding that we are all interconnected, that we live in a very live, interconnected universes, and that everything matters, that everything is interconnected, that nothing is better than other things. And so it's really breaking down that hierarchical old paradigms, structures that we've been living in for years and years and years. And this is getting back into balance. Mother Earth has her part. She's the ultimate self-regulator, is what I call, where she has said to me many times, and many other teachers have said this, that she does not need any of our help. And it doesn't mean that we trash her either, but she really can house 7.5 billion people and animals, trees, rocks, the oceans, and still do her amazing transition here. So she is absolutely the ultimate living spirit, Gaia, and she's in her transition. But we're going to go to a break, and we're going to pick up a conversation about the year 2012 and what's happening, and to be able to help you right now. So listen to Kara Khan's show. Be back after this short few messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt fat content is extremely healthy? The bacteria present in Greek God's yogurt loves fat. During the fermentation process, the probiotic bacteria predigest the fats for us, converting them into a very good source of fat. This type of fat is in the form of healthy short-chain fatty acids, and they are necessary not just for overall health, but also for weight loss and fast metabolism. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and analuke.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupp is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupp can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor. And today I am on hiatus, and so I'm going to be talking to you about the the year 2012. And speaking of Y2K, people have asked me, is this just the a lot of fear around 2012? Is it just another Y2K event, all the hype and nothing happens? And I don't see it as that it's just another event. But I always emphasize to people, what's going on now? All you have to do is look at what's the transitions that's going on right now, even in the political way, and even with the every single department, we've had major shifts. Even the Michael Jackson dying was a sign of, like, the icon of pop leaving the this dimension and going on to another dimension, opening doors for new beginnings and balancing. Even there, somebody was bringing up Farrah Fawcett, or that Farrah Fawcett, Ted Kennedy, and Michael Jackson died in all these a very short period, like a 3-month period or a 3-week period. Bam, 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 and there was the actress, the singer, and the politician. And so it's, again, part of this trinity of being able to bring back in balance. And so think of the trinity that we have been living under the last at least 5,161 years. That's one of the national underworlds. I mean, as they call it, the Mayan calendar lives under four different timelines, and that they live under a national underworld, a planetary underworld, a galactic underworld, and a universal underworld. And that's where they read everything, to keep it very simple. It's like reading everything very energetically, because that's what they did. These were ancient Mayans, people. These were ancient seers. These were like the we heard about Lemurian and Atlantean people. These were much like that. They had that ability. They saw energy. They dealt with energy different. So these were the ancient people, just like the ancient pyramid people, that read and saw the world very differently. They saw it as energetic. They read everything archetypally, and they saw as that there was the universal planetary effects that absolutely affect us. And we read astrology like it's a joke, like, oh, what are you, a Libra or whatever, or not. Most people that listen to these kind of shows, but a lot of people say, what's your sign, and kind of roll their eyes. But with the people that understand energy, understand that those planetary effects absolutely affect us subconsciously and consciously. We choose a chart. We have a neonatal chart. And so that would be looking at things nationally, planetary, galactic, and universal. And you could even take that to yourself individually, and it'd be like a Jungian thing of the subconscious, the unconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious. So there's all the different levels that go along with that would even be the four different directions of going into the medicine wheel. So it's actually an interesting thing that all different traditions lead back to one. All roads lead back to home. And so this major place is going from, as I said before, this 11th, 12th god of duality, and going into the 13th god of dual creator god, leaving the before dawn period. And this is what we're in right now, before dawn, and this pre period of being able to shed off our duality and really understand unity, because it's the dual creator god is going into fruition of the be able to get out of our duality, get out of our shadow. And as I said before, if when we see everything as one, and that also means the trees, the rocks, the waters, and that there's a spirit, a living spirit, that we're all connected and interconnected, and that there's not a higher archetypal thing there, that we're all supporting each other, that when we go and destroy one species or one part of the grid, that it affects the whole. It's like the ripple effect. And so the more we become conscious of it, the more it makes us slow down and really decide to be much more responsible for how we're directing our energy individually. So the best thing you could do as far as for yourself, as far as the whole Y2K question hype, just ask yourself as far as have you noticed a lot of shifts changing around? Have you noticed time speeding up? People talk about that all the time. My God, it feels like time speeding up. And what's interesting is the more you become in balance, the first thing that happens is it feels like time is speeding up and rushing and rushing and rushing. But then when you become more in balance, you reach these still points, and it feels like time is suspended. I've been experiencing a lot of them lately myself, and it's hard to describe, but it just gets a point where it's like, bam, it's like a still point. It's like everything is like a ball sitting in front of you, and it's just hanging in suspension, and it's just everything is expands very, very wide, and it's just like defining gravity. It's actually pretty wild. And I'm experiencing these more in like my these meditations that I'm doing, which is really just reaching that space of balance, being in the part of kind of getting out of the duality 3D world and going into the other dimensions. And so here, this as we reach that place of stillness, that place of balance, we also are able to merge in with the different consciousnesses. So this is where it's the end of times of duality, the beginning and bridging times of a new world. And this is where, again, has much more balance written into it. Many further, I was starting to say before, the 5,000 years, 5,125 years, according to the Mayan calendar, they're in the Holy Trinity. Think of in Christian, there's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and so that would be considered a Trinity. And the Mother was written out of it, and so here we're taking, it's the Father, the Mother, and the not the Son, it's the Child, and so we're bringing things back into balance. So before it was had patriarchal structure, limitations, and remember, we wrote the script out, so we even wrote that we were going to go through this limiting time, and so that would where, when the Mayans looked at it on the underworld, I mean the national part, that it even served our structure to get where we here are right now. We go in cycles, and so we go in cycles of unity, where in ancient times they saw stuff, and then there was times where, like the Spanish conquest, where they went and burned all the Mayan ancient books, but some of the seers saw things that were going to happen beforehand, and they sent books off. They prophesized it, and they knew that they were going to have their whole culture be destroyed. And so they mailed off to Europe these four books that were survived, the only four things that survived the Mayan history. And those happened to be calendars, four different calendars. And so this is where a lot of information starts getting like flip-flopped, or people have different views of it. And so I don't like to get hooked up into one view. It's just like take in what resonates with you. And this is really what resonates with me. We've come here knowing that there's an end of this time period of duality, that it's getting harder and harder for us to do shadow stuff. People are feeling the tension of the more we get into our shadow part, the more we're feeling an energetic tension. I'm seeing this rain coming down. It's like, and it's not physical rain. It's an energetic rain. I call it love wash. And that's coming down stronger and stronger. And so that love wash, when we're open to it, when we open ourselves up to it, when we become a receptacle to receive it, it helps twist literally our broken codes in our DNA, literally, that keep us in duality, keep us in separation. So the more we embrace it, the more we really clean up our act, the more we really get down to basics. And this is not about suffering. This is about really saying, do I really need this? Do I really need this extra couch, extra car? There's people that have three or four vehicles, you know what I mean? And so it's just and it's not about suffering. It's just about, do I really need this extra stuff? It's about really looking at the whole, as far as does this extra gas and all this other stuff really fill me up? Because a lot of the outside stuff does not make us happy. It's our inside stuff that we're missing out. So this is the journey to the inside stuff to go back, as the great oracle said, to thy own self be true. So really starting to know thyself and really start filling in your inner receptacle. I was talking on the radio show, the TV show, that most of us, by the time we're get in the shower in the morning, our receptacle of energy, our energy reserve is already on 50% and lower, because we already start wondering about what's going on during the day, thinking about what we have to do. And that starts depleting our energy. Tubes go out of your energy field, and you already start directing your energy, because we are creators. We're God creators. So when we start thinking, if our thoughts follow, then never mind, our words follow. So then we start talking, oh, I have this, I have that. So we already start putting energy into things that we're doing. We can understand that, and when we hear about the law of attraction, where you say your affirmations, you say your intentions, and you feel them. So, but imagine you're doing that. You're affirming and confirming every single thought, word, and deed. And so the more we start filling up in our receptacle, the more we take our showers, instead of thinking about what we have to do 10 minutes or 2 hours from now, just take the water in and take it as a cleanser. And really, it's to learn to refill yourself. Then you don't use other people's energy. You don't go on reserve, where we have to live on coffee and nicotine and caffeine and all that chocolate and stuff to stimulant to revive ourselves. The five-hour drinks now that are crazy popular, because it's like we're our energy reserved. We really need to learn how to fill up the thermometer, visualize the thermometer right in your root chakra, all the way up to the top of your head. And so think about it throughout the day. Is my thermometer all the way filled? Or is it like I see it as a gold energy going up to the top of my head? And I'll tap in if I'm on reserve. If it's like going down below my second chakra, which is right under the navel, then I know I'm depleted, and then I do something to fill it up. And if it's even taking a breath in and visualizing raising my energy up to the top of my head and flowing out, I just replenished my energy reserve, and I'm not going to go start pulling on other people's energy, because that's what we do when we're on reserves. We become more split, more fractured, and we start pulling off energy of other people. But you want to remember that other people's energy is a lot of times it's toxic or it's their leftover energy. And so this is a bridging time individually for us to retrain ourselves to tap into the universal energy, the energy that's out there, that's available, that's free, that is not toxic, that has no agenda, and that is follows our direction. So the more we energetically feed ourselves by doing those things we love, by tapping into, again, the universal energy, Mother Earth's energy. She's here to say, I'm in partnership with you. I will work with you. You could work with my energy. So the more we work with her energy and have that attitude of gratitude, that's all about the balance. That's the return of the Trinity, the Divine Mother, the Divine Father, the Holy Child. And then you start with yourself. Do you feel balance within yourself, within your male energy and female energy, and the Holy Child part of yourself? So this is a rebirthing time, literally. And now this period before for now in 2012 is a real shedding time. It's an active labor time. I say that over and over again. I see symbolically that so many people are in the doorway of giving birth to themselves, but they're stuck. They're terrified. And we're going to pick that up after this break, why people are stay that in that terrified, stuck pattern. You're listening to the Kara Connor Show. Be right back.
Posture is not just about standing up straight. It's about being aware of and connected to every part of yourself. This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, and I'd like to share some information about posture with you. The human body craves alignment. When we are properly aligned, our bones, not our muscles, support our weight. The big payoff with proper posture is that we feel healthier and have more energy. Poor posture distorts the alignment of bones, chronically tenses muscles, and contributes to stressful conditions such as loss of vital lung capacity, increased fatigue, reduces blood flow and oxygen to the brain, and much more. For tips on how to improve our posture, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Cherry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Cherry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Cherry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on the Dr. Pat Show.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor. And today we're discussing things instead of taking phone calls. And so, as I said, getting back to balance time, it's really asking yourself as far as your, we all have seen the yin-yang sign before. We all are male and female energy. I've said that over and over again. We're at this rebirthing time, and why do people get stuck? Why do people stay in that, where I see the absolutely active labor? It's like the baby's head is out, and it's that pivotal, critical time as a labor and delivery nurse. Was when we wanted to get those shoulders out, because that's when the baby could lack oxygen. So I see so many people symbolically when I'm reading their energy, they show me that part of their self that's like their head is out, but they won't get their shoulders out. And so part of that whole thing is where it's that doorway of stepping out to the unknown, that we're programmed so deeply within ourselves that we're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of a death of a job, a career, a relationship, of physical death. And so we stay in these patterns or relationships or jobs or career that we might not fill us up, that might drain us energetically, but they're at least they're comfortable, and the unknown is scary to us. And so the more we take risks and face our worst fears, it's been said that our worst fear, consciously or unconsciously, is the fear of death, physical death, emotional death, mental death, spiritual death. And so it's not only physical death, it's like a death of a job, a career, a relationship. And I tend to agree with that that saying, that our number one fear. So it's like being able to face our worst fears as far as the death. We're all going to lose our physical vehicles one day, and so that's part of the gig here. But we don't die. Our essence doesn't die, because we are eternal, immortal beings of God's parts, God's source, creator. So essence can't die. So our physical vehicles die, just like animals shed their physical vehicles and their and the trees and the forests, and so we do. So really, the understanding that's part of balance and not being in fear about it. Emotional death as far as job, career, relationship, staying in those toxic situations. When we really look at an energetic level, is it worth your cellular tissue? I say to some people sometimes, not in judgment, it's just for them to ask themselves, is this worth my cellular tissue? Staying in this relationship where I know I've already had cancer before, and I am drinking in more toxicity. It's an abusive relationship, and some people decide to stay in it. This is no judgment. That's where they're at right now. So this is where we're at, this bridging time where the person, where I'm watching the love washes come, where the individual that decides to stay in that toxic relationship is feeling more and more pressure. It's like energetically getting more and more in the corner and feeling more cornered, but it's not a punishment. It is like it's actually that cornering time is when we could finally kind of stop, drop, and really almost energetically sometimes people have to have trauma in their life or say uncle is what I call it, where we get so much in the corner where we are so twisted up inside or energetically where we're saying uncle to the universe or God, creator, saying stop, I can't take anymore. But that's when we finally stop and we start saying, all right, what do I not need in my life? What do I, and so many, what's bringing me down? And it's so many people talk about those pivotal times in their life when they've had some sort of crisis. It's been a jumping point where they've absolutely catapulted them into a new life. I've not known one person that hasn't. My divorce was a really hard time for me, and it absolutely changed my life. And not that I would want to relive it again, but it's absolutely changed every single part of my life. And so it was a death, and it was a rebirth. And so we all go through the cycle. So the more we don't resist that and just really go with that, and really that's where nature is the greatest teacher, where they don't resist. You don't see the birds walking around every day. Where's my food? Where's my this? Where's my that? And they have to work for it. They have to go out and look for it. But they're much more aligned, so their energy literally knows where where the food is. It's always amazed me, like when you put out bird food, bird seed, even I was put out stuff like my kid's sandwich crust or whatever off my porch, and it would amaze me how in 2 seconds that the birds would be around, and then I'd see all these other birds coming in, never mind when I got bird feeders out there, and it's they talk to each other. There's a universal, they follow the thread, they see the lines of energy, and they communicate. Or just I was saying to a friend of mine, she put a pond out into her front yard, and all of a sudden, over one night, she had two frogs living there. And she's like, what are the chances? I live deep in the woods. There's no frogs around. Deep out in an area that's not known to have a lot of frogs, that these frogs appeared and over one night. And again, they follow the energy. They follow the lines. They follow the energetic lines to water, because animals are coded to be much more in balance with nature. They depend on nature to survive, and so they don't resist it. If it rains, they just do rain. If it's thunder, they just do thunder. If it's cold, coal, they just do coals. And so they're much more aligned with it, and they're not bending forward and worrying about tomorrow. So we can learn a lot by that, and also working in balance with the elements as far as so many times I see people lacking sun when I read their energy field, and that would be my sign for them to bring in passion or literally sit out in the sun and visualize the sun coming through them, bring in fire into their life, and in the fire element, befriend it, say thank you to it, and then visualize fire coming through you like a violet flame or a flame coming up from the bottom of your feet and going up out of your head, and purify yourself with fire. It's a great wonderful tool to, again, balance ourselves. If you really feel all clogged up, imagine yourself with a whole bunch of wind coming through you and just blowing out the smog and fog that's all around you. You're literally, I did that the other day, and it was 99 degrees in the East Coast. I live in the East Coast, Connecticut. And the air was still, but I went out and I was calling in wind to element to what goes my energy field. And the air it was so heavy, people were complaining about it miserably. But I created wind, and all of a sudden there was wind in front of me. And this wasn't my imagination. Somebody didn't come by with one of those fan things and the hand fans. It was making a connection with the element of wind and bringing it through. And it didn't last for hours, but it just definitely came through and it blew with me. It was really, really cool. And so we can all do this, but we, again, forget this. We don't realize that that connection, that sacred connection, is so important. So getting back to basics, getting back into balance, asking yourself, are you in balance with that divine male and female energy? And why I was giving a lot of examples of the feminine energy, because most of us, be it in male or female bodies, I see people's left bodies closed down, and that's the receiving side. The ability to take in feminine, the universal energy, and it's also our feminine side, be it whether on female bodies or the male bodies. This is what I see energetically, where we're learning to open up and balance that side more. And also, I see a lot of people where they push the right side of the body out, and that's that male side. So we have to go out to go to work. We have to go out and survive, or we have to go out and pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and do. And so the right side of the body goes out. It's like an energetic alignment or chiropractic of realignment of putting our right side back into alignment with our left side. And that's why I tell people a lot to do infinity eights over their body, over their physical, mental, emotional bodies, because it gets yourself back into alignment again. It's literally, you're literally putting yourself back, and you're opening up the pathways of communication. And that's another tool that can really, really help you. And that's where we are embracing the divine male, divine female, to give birth to the divine child. And the divine child is you without, like, the karma and the programming that we get. Most people, when I talk about when I'm doing a reading and I say, I'm seeing your one-year-old, your two-year-old, your three-year-old child, I'm not just pulling numbers out of the air. Your energy pattern is literally showing me a part where you just had it, where you just conformed to parents or society's rules, and that it's like unplugged from source creator, from your own connection of source creator, and because of programming, and your parents did what they did, and their grandparents did what they did. So we do better when we know better. This is not a blame game. It's understanding that we all come in here with programs. We all choose exactly who we're going to get born to, what our circumstances are going to be, all of that. We choose it right down to the exact moment where we're going to be birthed. And so this is where we're in this time of understanding there's no victims, where people say, well, God, why are there people that are rich? I wish I was Paris Hilton or whatever. And this is, stop looking outside of yourself to define yourself. Start looking inside of yourself. You are who you are. You chose it. Enjoy it. Cherish it. This is what you have right now. And you chose it for certain reasons. So evolve with it, because this is what we're doing, and we're being asked to evolve. So we all come down here so we could evolve our consciousness, and we do it in all different ways. All paths lead to back to one. We stay kind of the same, stagnant, or we start devolving, and that's where I see that this whole bridging period is where people have been staying static. They got really tunnel vision. They got really into staying the same, where we're parts of God's source creator. So we're in this bridging period of getting out of that me, I want, I need kind of mentality of the little wounded child down to us, we, like unity consciousness. And this is, it's a whole different way of living. The energy field gets much wider. We have ability to get much more in balance. It's when I see the people's eye contact, symbolically, I see their eyes start releasing all these, what looks like contacts to me. When I see that symbol, that's my huge sign of the person making paradigm shifts in their in the way they see life. And so when we start seeing it in a much more balanced way, then we could stay out of, we stay much more in the present. We get into those still point times where we just really feel you actually have more time to do stuff when you have those still point times because you're stepping outside of 3D time. We've been told a lot of times that this 3D physical world is the only place that there's time. In those other dimensions, there is no time, and that's the absolute truth. That's where a lot of times where saints have been seen to be in one place or another, or different two places at once by locate where they've sworn them, and that's when they become saints. Why? How do they do that? They stepped out of their physical body. So one part of the physical body was somewhere, and their energy body was another place where people can see it. It could take form. So it's when we start feeding our energy bodies, we too can realize that you can do this too and more, as the great Master Jesus said. So we're in this bridging time to really start looking inwards and start reclaiming our energy and start refilling our energy sources so we don't pick up and feed toxic sources and drain ourselves, and we start getting into that out of balance. And I'm going to pick up that after this short break. You're listening to the Kara Khanna Show. Be right back after this short message.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Kara O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
This summer is one of our most challenging periods since the Great Depression. To assist with the many challenges, show host Madeline Gerwick is offering summer specials on tools to change your life and increase your prosperity by changing your environment. Now through August 10th, Feng Shui class CDs are on sale for 35% off. The business anthology, Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace is also on sale for a third off. Plus, her 2010 Good Timing Guide is available for $9 while supplies last. Go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. Or call her toll free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. These specials are good now through August 10th, so order now.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor talking to you today, giving you tips and tools about how to be in balance, how to really get into not tapping into the fear of the year 2012. And we're talking about how to be in the now is actually because the year 2012 is in the future. So I talk about all the time not bending forward because you know what? It's what we do now co-creates our future. So definitely want to learn to be in the now, be present, and to do the garden hose technique, where I talk about it a lot on different radio shows, where you see your whole spine, your core, as a garden hose. So whenever you feel yourself bending, worrying toward the future, thinking about the past, just imagine a garden hose getting kinked. When that's kinked, that means that you are not having a flow of universal energy. So that means you're going on reserve. And so check in with yourself. And even if you literally have to start with post-its, I tell people all the time, when I started, I'm running a lot of classes right now, the development classes, the intuitive class, the last one tonight, and the mentorship cycles. We're in the middle of it. And so people talk to me all the time about, Carrie, it's so hard. It's so hard to get into a habit. And nobody said it was easy. But that's the mental brain. We're breaking down programs, and we've been programmed not only by our parents, our society, our schooling, our grandparents, our, the whole Greek thing. There's a strong unconscious message too, as far as how to act, behave, and restriction. Then never mind our own karmic patterns. We got like three things going on. So yes, it is. It can take some practice, but it's a discipline, and it's the bottom line is that we've really become undisciplined. And this is not a cut down. We all have. I went and did a 3-hour Tai Chi class on Sunday, and I was amazed. I haven't exercised for 3 hours, never mind an hour, in a while. I do a little bit of stuff, but it was amazing how I felt for 3 days afterwards. It was like, it was such a flow, and it wasn't like total exercise the whole time, but it was definitely engaging in these stick Tai Chi. So it goes back down to discipline. So I tell also people that when I was really at a pivotal point in my life, I put poster board all over my windows. Wherever I looked, I was looking at notes where I would say, do you have, or I do different energy exercises. And I left them up for a month. I was driving my husband nuts, but everywhere I went, I was looking at something to remind me, to help retrain myself, to literally create new narrow pathways in my body. And so did that make, after 31 days, where I finally freaked out and said, put those things, so I had them all over the windows. I had big poster boards, so it looked like we were doing something weird in the house or whatever. That's what he thought. Anyway, after those days, did that mean that it was magically so easy? No, it really helped. It helped me really get into a practice of paying attention to my inner self, to breathe, to take my breath, to remember if I'm getting all wired up that I'm losing energy, that am I asking myself, am I projecting myself on somebody else? Am I, what's getting me angry? Are they, is a person something that they're showing a mirror of me? And they're just reflecting something that I have within myself, and I'm projecting it. And so it really helped me retrain that. So I called it like the spiritual boot camp time. So putting post-its, people can do it, because that's the number one complaint with people. It's too hard. And it's like we've really collectively become so lazy, to be honest. And I'm putting myself in that collective hole where it's like, oh, my gosh, do something for a long time. But if we look at it energetically, just saying, you know what, this is all about really tapping into a universal energy when, as we do it, the rewards from it, if we have to go to the reward system to get it, is unbelievable. The reward system is that you're literally rewiring yourself to take in universal energy, which is not taking in other people's leftover reserve. Like, that's like eating garbage when you really get down to it. And so if people saw that, imagine going to a dump and going back and just picking and eating up people's like garbage, they'd be appalled. But that's what it's like when you take people's toxic energy and you feed yourself. And so it wears you down physically, mentally, emotionally. So this is about retraining our body to go for the universal energy, and even connecting with, again, Mother Earth, going out and sitting your back with a tree and going down to the center of the earth and merge with the energy. Thank Mother Earth. Please remember that. This is an attitude of gratitude. We've also really gotten away from that, of thinking that we're the mighty, mighty, mighty humans. And I'm not cutting this down. This is a really sad thing at times when I think about it, because basically I see so many very, very scared people down and underneath it all, even the rippled muscle and all that. There's a little scared 2-year-old and 3-year-old and 4-year-old. We all have that divine child, and we all have that wounded child. And so the key is being able to connect that wounded child. And that wounded child does not define us. But if we don't connect with that wounded child will be in the driver's seat and direct our energy and direct how we act and direct how we project. And so this is a real bridging time of really embracing that child and loving her or him back to wholeness, to remembering, to alignment, and it's loving back, it's realigning. And so that, again, takes the practice, but it's a practice well worth it. And I give out tips and tools, and I give out free energy exercises. If you have not done that before, as far as email me and ask me for my free stuff, please email union1111@yahoo.com. But I could talk to him blue in my face. Do what resonates with you. So if you're an active kind of person, do something that's active that has you feel like when you're in the shower, work with the waters, and or when you're running, imagine, use your imagination. A lot of times we forgot to use our imagination. It drives me, my kids nuts, because I don't know how to text, and I kind of refuse to do it because I'm very sensitive to EMFs, and I'm becoming more and more sensitive. And so there's a lot of lower EMFs off the computers, off the cell phones, off the texting things. I drive my daughter crazy because I always say, did you email that person? And she's like, texting. So anyway, that's where I'm doing my little thing. It's actually an energy maintenance point. I had to check to make sure I wasn't doing a power play there. But anyway, we've really, everything has come so easy. That's at a minute's notice, it's an evidence that through the internet and through texting and all that we're all interconnected. And so that's where I see it's wonderful. But this is where it's like teaching people our interconnectedness. But then there's also a part where the shadow side is that it makes us also very disconnected, where we don't have to see people, we don't have to connect to people. We don't have to. It's a defense mechanism. My daughter was, both her, my daughter and my son, the thought sometimes of picking up a regular phone to call somebody, they look at me like I've got three heads. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Because they didn't have text, or they didn't have service, or their cell phone was dead. And they're like, what, a phone? And they're serious. They really are wired to, I don't know what you mean, use a phone, yeah? And so that would be, nobody uses a phone, Mom. That's crazy. So, but this is where we've kind of got off balance, So this is where here the part of being connected and interconnected, the positive side of the internet and the texting and all that, it shows even the subconscious our interconnectedness. And so now let's flip it to, okay, because we're all connected, am I in balance with this? And to be able to see ourselves as infinite parts of peace of God, Source, Creator. And that's the paradox, because we are all God, Source, Creator. We all are a part of God, Source, Creator, piece of God, Source, Creator. So we're all pieces of God walking around. And so nobody has any more God than anybody else. And that also includes mountains, trees, and other spirits. And so we want to look at it as deflating the big human ego is what it is. And so a lot of times we walk around as this with our personalities, and it's personality, the ego, which separates our essence. Literally, it separates our essence, because our essence knows that we are fine. Our essence knows that we are eternal, immortal beings of God, Source, Creator, that we will connect to God, Source, Creator when we're ready to. And so, and that we got all the time in the world, because this is the only dimension that we live on, 3D time. I shouldn't say only, because there could be other dimensions that we don't even know about that have some sort of sense of time, but a lot of the other celestial dimensions do not have time. I know that for a fact, because I've visited them. So here we're at this bridging time to tap into our multidimensional self. And so we're going to hear more and more about it. And a lot of people say, what is another dimension? How many dimensions? When I was on that show, I've mentioned, they said, so there's 12 dimensions, right? And so nobody knows that exact answer for sure. And there's a heck of a lot more than 12. There's trillions of dimensions around us. And so we're starting to understand it. We're at the tip of the iceberg. But I just even say to people, hey, you know what? Instead of getting even to the dimension 12, love 17, 72, whatever, how about let's just do here right now? And then as we strengthen that and we start exercising our arms and then we start opening up our tubes to the other dimensions, it all starts with consolidated energy within ourselves, because we start scattering and going out to the different all the different dimensions. The gig is that we already do. We do it when we're sleeping. We do it with our super consciousness. We do it because we're essence. We're God, Source, Creator. It's getting the lines of energy open from the inside out, and that's by, again, having a consolidated energy field. And a lot of people have ripped energy fields. They look like Swiss cheese, or they have tubes all over going around like a 100 waving octopus armed. Activists waving its little arms and stuff. So the more we, the good news is to reconsolidate our energy, the faster we can get into the patterns, the more we're literally taking that 100-armed octopus and putting it to sleep, shedding it. And so that's like the death of the octopus arms. And believe me, there's a lot more people that have the 100-arm octopus arms. Just think of every tube is an octopus arm that goes out, so is the thought. And so that we could all daily have those 100 arms, octopus arms, by the time we are, by 12 o'clock in the afternoon, by our thoughts, what we're doing, what we're saying, everything follows a tube. That's what it looks to me. And when I see people's energies like waving asymmetrically and it has all these tubes that look like a bunch of arms out of the luminous egg or energy field, that shows me the person is very off balance, so that they're really juggling too much or feeling very scattered. And so with the energies that are coming down, it doesn't mean we don't do stuff, but it's how we do it. We look at it differently. It's like we do it much more present, and you actually can get more stuff done, literally. You really can, because you're working in this stepping out of time kind of area. You're much energetically lighter. You just don't really sweat the small stuff. There was a book out a long time ago, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and then his, I know, that's the end of our hour. May you align with the divine. See you next week.